This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Last week, representatives of Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces gave their approval to allowing Waukesha, Wisconsin, to withdraw water from Lake Michigan. The final vote is expected in June. Great Lakes Echo commentator Gary Wilson has been covering this story. I spoke with him last week, a day after the vote, recommending that Waukesha be allowed to take water from the Great Lakes. Gary Wilson, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Gordon. Good to be back with you.
Is there any surprise in how the process has played out so far?
No. This is a very thorough process. It's somewhat bureaucratic. You have 10 jurisdictions at the table here, the eight Great Lakes states plus the Canadian provinces of Quebec and Ontario. This is a very formal process, well laid out, with roles defined by this compact. You know, it's international in scope, so you would expect it to be, you know, time-consuming, and it certainly has been that. And I would say the Secretariat's role here, which is the Council of Great Lakes Governors, as I sat through 4 days of their meetings observing, they stuck very closely to the required protocols, and they're following the script administratively and at the law. They're trying to make sure they get this thing right, and that all takes time, and it can be frustrating to watch, but the benefits hopefully come out the other end.
We'll talk a little bit more about process in a moment, but I want to back up and remind everybody, why is it that Waukesha has come forward and is asking for the right to take water out of Lake Michigan?
Sure, Gordon. There's been a longstanding issue with Waukesha's source of water, which are wells in the region. And Waukesha, just to refresh, the city of Waukesha sits just outside the Great Lakes Basin, so technically it would not be eligible to source water from Lake Michigan. But these wells are contaminated, have been contaminated with radium, and some years ago the EPA mandated that Waukesha find a new source of water by 2018, which is not all that far away now. So that's the basic reason why Waukesha has come to the other states and provinces looking for Great Lakes water, Lake Michigan water specifically.
And there's something called the Great Lakes Compact, under which water withdrawals are allowed under certain circumstances, correct?
That's correct, Gordon. There are only a couple of circumstances that would allow a city outside the basin to apply for Great Lakes water. And one of them is called this provision called the Straddling County provision to the compact. And what that is, this is a man-made, human-made construct that has no basis in geography. But the Straddling County provision says that if there is a city in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Divide, then that city is eligible to apply for Great Lakes water. It doesn't guarantee that they'll get the water, but it does allow them to apply. And it's generally acknowledged that this Straddling County provision was put into the compact for Waukesha. You won't find that written down anywhere. But everybody knew that Waukesha was going to have this need. So the architects of the compact, with some urging from Wisconsin, included this Straddling County provision in it, and that set the table for Waukesha to apply.
So now that the process has begun and is obviously well underway, what does this vote that was taken actually mean? Is it strictly a preliminary recommendation?
Well, it is a preliminary recommendation. It's not binding on the governors who will make the final decision, but it is codified as part of the process. So it's very important. What you had with the vote by the states and the Canadian provinces was that the designees of the governors, you know, they dissected Waukesha's request from top to bottom. And I mean, they really almost literally dissected it. They parsed every word and comma. And they came up with, you know, with findings. Their findings are that, you know, Waukesha's request either complies with the requirements of the compact or it doesn't, or it complies with conditions. Now there is a vote of these representatives of the governors that's a part of the formal process. So while it's not binding, it's very important. It serves as a basis for the governors to make a decision. So at this point, if the governors decided to, or a governor even, vote against Waukesha's request, they would be, in effect, going against the recommendations of the, their designees.
And that's an important point there that you just noted. This requires a unanimous vote.
Absolutely. One no vote would mean that Waukesha does not get the water.
And it's got to be one no vote because Wisconsin actually abstained on this recommendation.
Minnesota.
Wisconsin obviously wants it done. Minnesota abstained on this recommendation. If they abstain again, that doesn't count as a no vote.
That's correct. Abstention is just that. It's not a no vote, and it takes a no vote to kill the deal.
So when the governors convene, as we understand now, it's supposed to be in June. Is this supposed to be then the final word on whether or not Waukesha can withdraw water from Lake Michigan?
Yes. Short answer is yes, and that will culminate this process that began formally almost 5 years ago. The only thing that could get in the way, well, there's nothing to get in the way of this right now, but, you know, what there's going to be a, you know, potentially a winner and a loser here, and, you know, there's always the threat of legal action. You know, I don't know if that'll happen. I think it would be the worst of all possible outcomes, but the eight governors, they'll have the final word on this, and that should be coming in the third week of June.
Now, let's go back to Minnesota for a moment. What do we know about their thinking here? They held off on a vote earlier and then abstained when this recommendation came before these states and provinces. Do we know exactly what Minnesota wants to see, what they're thinking, which way they might be leaning on this one?
It's curious, Gordon. I was, as I said, I attended all these meetings, and Minnesota, during all the discussions and the debates, was an active participant. They weren't the most active participant, but they engaged in the process. And then, as there was going to be a vote a couple of weeks ago, literally at the last minute, they asked for an additional week to continue to review the process. At that meeting, you know, heads were raised, kind of looking like, you know, at Minnesota's representative. Her name is Julie Ekman from the Minnesota DNR. It's kind of like, you know, this has been going on a long time, and we've dissected this thing, and you've been a major part of it. You know, what's going on? Now, nobody said that, but that was sort of the sentiment. And the chair, erring on the side of caution and inclusion, granted Minnesota another week to. And the state of purpose was so that Ms. Ekman could review what was happening with her governor and the management in Minnesota. The chair did say at the time that when they came back a week later, there would be a vote. And so there was the meeting yesterday was where there was a vote was relatively short. And the chair went around the room, came to Minnesota, and Minnesota's representative said, "I need to read a statement." And she read it and basically saying they needed more time to consult with stakeholders, and they were abstaining. I followed up on that with Grant Trigger, who was Michigan's representative at the table. And Trigger has been very involved in the, sort of the de facto leader of this process. And he told me that Minnesota's abstention was, quote, unexpected. I think that everybody thought, or at least Trigger thought, that with that additional week, Minnesota would be prepared to vote. But it didn't happen. I don't know exactly what the issue is. I followed up with Minnesota's representative, and I got a very short, one-sentence response that we need more time, as they stated in the meeting. So there's a lot of speculation, but that's what happened.
I want to ask you one more process question. When there is this meeting in June, it will be the governors of the Great Lakes states who vote. The Canadian provinces were able to vote on the recommendation. So how come they don't get a vote on final passage?
That's right, Gordon. They cannot vote on final passage. Their input was sought and for the recommendation. But this Great Lake Compact is an agreement between the eight states. And the states cannot make an international agreement, can't make an agreement with the foreign country. At the time the compact was passed in 2008, Canada made a similar agreement. And when Canada goes through this process, and they did a few years ago, the U.S. states could advise, but they couldn't vote. Only the Canadians could vote for the Canadian diversion. And the same applies here. The Canadians can advise, but they can't vote.
So as you noted earlier, this has been a long path for Waukesha to just get to this point of having the Great Lakes governors consider their request to withdraw water from Lake Michigan. As you see it, is that by design? Is this supposed to be something that is very deliberate with a lot of, shall we say, checks and balances along the way?
Yes. It was never designed for it to be easy for a jurisdiction to get Great Lakes water. The best analysis I heard on Waukesha some years ago was that related to a request via the compact was that Waukesha is entitled to request water, but it won't be and it shouldn't be easy. They're going to have to run through a lot of hurdles and really demonstrate the need. And the states so far have said that Waukesha has done that. And I'll repeat again, the process was very rigorous and thorough.
The last time we spoke with you on this issue last fall, you noted that it was important for the Great Lakes governors to get it right on taking water out of the Great Lakes. So we don't know the final outcome yet. But from a process standpoint and a review standpoint and a making sure you have your facts in order standpoint, does it seem to you that this has been getting it right on water diversion?
Yes, it does, Gordon. And I tend to be somewhat of a skeptic and a cynic when I come to some of these processes just because I've seen any number of times where you show up for meetings and these types of things, and you know, it's perfunctory. You feel like the outcome is predetermined. As I sat through these 4 days of meetings and a couple of webinars, the process was thorough. It was complete. It was a little bit contentious at times, but it was also very collaborative. And I went in there to observe these meetings with some skepticism, and I came out impressed with the process. I think they got the process right, and that would not have been my first inclination.
Gary Wilson, as always, thank you for your time.
Good to be with you, Gordon. Thank you.
Gary Wilson is a commentator for Great Lakes Echo. We spoke last week, a day after representatives of Great Lakes states and provinces recommended allowing Waukesha, Wisconsin to withdraw water from Lake Michigan. A longer version of the interview can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.